The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Samuel Adams.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that
we do?
We
give the people what they want.
I cannot wait to share with the people the interview that we did with Hall of Famer Spencer Haywood. That is coming up. But first, Jalen, there's been a huge change in the NBA Finals. The Lakers have announced that they're wearing the Mamba black jerseys in Game 5. They have not lost a playoff game in those jerseys. They will win their championship on Friday night. It's a done deal. If they're wearing the Mamba black, they're going to win. Jalen, what do you think the implications are of this huge news in the NBA Finals?
Man, that might be trouble. For the Miami Heat, and you know when you start talking about all-time great Black Mamba, I know firsthand, 81, I was there. So let me tell you something. I was also, unfortunately, in L.A., Jacoby, when the untimely passing of Kobe Bryant also took place, and saw the effect that it had on the city, that it had on LA Live, that it had on the Lakers franchise as well. So when they wear those jerseys, it has been personal. They do play with an extra effort. They do play with an extra focus. And for them to win the championship this year would be monumental for the legacy of Kobe Bryant. I'm glad that they are going to achieve it at some point.
Absolutely. Not only would it be monumental for the legacy of Kobe Bryant, but it also affects the legacy of LeBron James. Something that I think that we'll be discussing for weeks and weeks to come after the Lakers sew up this championship. What does that mean to you personally, how this would change his legacy?
So this is going to give LeBron James his fourth championship, three teams, fourth finals MVP, 17 years. This is a tough one, Jacoby. It's like choosing between your kids. Michael Jordan was so all-time great, and Kobe Bryant was the remix, baby! But he didn't surpass him. LeBron James, when he wins this championship, is going to surpass my childhood idol, the Hall of Fame mogul, Irvin Magic Johnson, on my all-time list. I'm sorry, Magic. I'm sorry.
So you're saying after LeBron wins this championship, on your all-time list, you have this championship, this bubble experience, moving him ahead of your childhood idol, Irvin Magic Johnson.
I'm sorry, Magic. When you guys watch the finals, just remember when they say Tyler Herro is 20 points and he's starting. Just remember, Magic was 20, 21 years old and winning the championship, jumping center, and winning MVP. Did I stutter? I don't believe I did. What about the junior sky hook? You saw it.
Yep.
This hurts me, Jacoby. LeBron James is going to be fourth officially on my all-time list, only trailing Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell. Then LeBron James has entered that class. I never thought it'd be another Magic. And I know y'all think I'm bugging. I thought it was gonna be me. I saw some other people go into that realm. Penny went into that realm. Like, I thought he was gonna be the next Magic. LeBron James has become the next Magic on and off the floor. As a businessman, as an ambassador of the game, as a champion, as an elder statesman, as a leader, as somebody that has shattered so many glass ceilings, Is Magic currently still working with the Lakers and the Dodgers? You know, there's a period of time when he was like owner with both. He got like 11 rings, Jacoby.
Well.
Okay, like nobody has
no one will ever surpass.
LeBron James has now become the next Magic. It's crazy.
No one will ever surpass Magic Johnson as a hang. No one will ever surpass him as someone to be around because he's the best hang in the entire world, and I've only spent very little time with him. Moving on, Jalen, one thing I want to acknowledge as the Lakers are on the precipice of this unique championship is what this season has been for the Los Angeles Lakers. Because if you think about the timeline of their season, if you just look at what has happened during the season, they have a brand new coach. People forget that. Brand new coach. New coach at Frank Vogel. He comes in. What they did to their roster. They added so many new players to their roster. There was no continuity between last season and this season. New coach, new roster. And then people forget this too. Remember they were in China during the China controversy that affected the NBA. That was such a huge deal for that time in October. Last October, mind you. And then the tragic death of Kobe Bryant. That was in January. And then the pausing of the season. And then playing in a bubble. Just the trials and tribulations. The things that have happened off the court. Forget the X's and O's. The things that have happened off the court that has made this such a tumultuous, dramatic, and difficult season for the Lakers are why I think this championship is very special and one that we will remember forever because of all of the surrounding circumstances in addition to what this Lakers team has done on the floor. And I just wanted to make sure I acknowledge that and salute that. So, Jalen, you've noticed something that's happening with this Laker team. Again, behind the scenes that you will never hear other shows talk about that no one's discussing right now. What is an influence on this team that is also off the court that has its fingerprints all over this potential championship?
So this is going to be broken news in the industry when people start to unlock exactly what I'm about to say. Shout to Jeannie Buss, who did an amazing transition from her brother Jim Buss. Shout to Magic Johnson, who helped lure LeBron James to Los Angeles. Shout to Rob Pelinka, who so many people assassinated his character when Magic stepped down, putting together an amazing roster. But you know the person, Jacoby, that should get two championship rings? His name is Rich Paul, okay, who's ascended to be the top agent in the game, okay? Just look at the Lakers starting five. Let me see, how many of those guys did Rich Paul help navigate to Los Angeles? There's Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He played well in the first and the fourth quarter. There's Keith Morris. Oh, he just started and played well and was knocking down threes and giving toughness and two-way ability. They traded for Anthony Davis, who he signed in the process and got him from New Orleans. And obviously the king who's going to win finals MVP. Rich Paul with the storied Lakers has put his fingerprints on that team so very much that he's representing four of the starters. Oh, and by the way, J.R. Smith, Deion Waiters, you know where they were before they playing with the league, Jacoby? Out the league.
Out the league.
Out the league. They about to get championship rings.
Yep.
Shout to my brother Rich Paul. You out here killing him. And people was trying to hate on him, tried to change the rules after he found a way to get in. And now all of a sudden he cemented himself with the number one spot.
I think that's very important to point out because a championship, everyone's just going to say, oh, LeBron James. This is LeBron James' championship. Is LeBron James better than Michael Jordan? But all those people that you named, from Jeannie Buss to Rob Pelinka to Rich Paul to LeBron to even J.R. Smith and Deion Waiters, who do contribute to this championship in their own way, I think it's extremely important to understand that there's going to be so much focus on LeBron James next week, but this is truly a full opportunity for everybody on the team to get their flowers for this extremely difficult championship. Now, Jalen, while we are on the precipice of the NBA Finals completing themselves, we have some doubt as to the future of the NFL. What we've learned today is the latest is that there are some more Titans that have tested positive, both players and people out of the screens. A total of 23 Titan players have tested positive since September 24th. Their upcoming game against the Bills is somewhat in jeopardy. They already have postponed another game. Jalen, what do you think this latest news of these positive tests within this same franchise tell you about the future of this season?
The legend KRS-One once said it's not about a salary, it's all about reality. So I'll talk about reality first. is that we're not getting 16 football games this year uninterrupted. That's just not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So you got to rethink this entire model. That's not going to happen. I don't know if that means shortening the game. I don't know if it means try to do some regional bubbles, but you're not getting 16 games.
Jaylen,
yes, sir.
I've been thinking about this a lot for the past 48 hours, and I was sitting in my bed, and I have the solution for how the NFL can conclude this season appropriately.
Okay.
It's not great. It doesn't fix everything, but I have a fix for this. Like you said, they're not going to get 16 games. So guess what? Just accept that as the reality, as you mentioned. There's not going to be 16 games for every single team in the NFL. There's talk from Adam Schefter about win percentage of how to determine the playoffs. I have the solution. It's ugly, and it causes a lot of controversy, but we have to have a playoff committee, much like they had in college football, different conferences, a lot of things. Strength of schedule needs to be considered, and scoring and winning. I think there needs to be a playoff committee that determines which teams end up in the playoffs. It's the only way to do it, because you have to understand there's going to be some teams that have played 11 games, some teams that have played 15 games, some teams that have played 8 games. If that is the case, don't you feel that a playoff committee is the smartest way to do it instead of percentage or total wins?
Nah, we're not doing a committee because you can't eliminate people's biases. There's no way. It's too much money. It's too much involved to have people's opinions at the table. You got to settle it on the field. And now let me get to the fantasy part. This is going to wreck fantasy football. I know you don't care about fantasy football,
Jacoby.
This is
all you think about.
All the people out there like me that play yearly fantasy, it's one thing if you play weekly fantasy. But tell me, tweet me, IG me, all of y'all that sat there for 2 or 3 hours and draft year-long fantasy teams, and people got hurt, and people missed games, and now COVID-19 continues to mess up the schedule. I know I ain't the only person hurting playing fantasy football this year. Come on, man.
Jaylen, after the show, during the break, Jaylen's going to go to the kitchen and try to cook up a vaccine so he can fix fantasy football. You pay way too much money for your league. That's why you're so invested in fantasy. Jaylen, Spencer Haywood, NBA Hall of Famer, joins us right after this.
The legend.
Jaylen and Jacoby is presented by Samuel Adams from Boston with love. Savor the flavor responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
It's a new day on ESPN Radio with new voices that have big things to say. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
That's how you build a winning culture.
The Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz.
You are like the Einstein of life.
Reading.
How ridiculously good was that?
The Max Kellerman Show.
Why not get out in front of it?
And Janae and Golic Jr.
I knew we were destined for greatness.
All day, every day.
Big names, new voices.
It is time to go to work.
Real talk. Weekdays on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and smart speakers everywhere.
Welcome back to Jaylen and Jacoby, coming to you live from Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport District of Manhattan and brought to you by Chase. Jaylen, we always record exclusive content just for the podcast, and sometimes we have guests that are so good that we absolutely need to share it with our television audience. Who do we have joining us very soon?
Everyone knows how much I love my hometown. I boss up before every show. I say what up, though. I put on for the 313 to the fullest. But however, I stand on the shoulders of giants, and we have one joining us today, a legend, someone I love dearly. His name is Hall of Famer Spencer Haywood. Check it out. But one of the things I wanted to bring you on the program to talk about, because you're going to be a best-selling author, is your new book. Congratulations.
The new book.
Such an honor to talk to you about your book. Let me make sure I get the title right. The Spencer Haywood Rule, Battles, Basketball, and the Making of an American Icon. Welcome to the program. Please tell us about the book.
Well, the book starts off in a little town called Silver City, Mississippi, from which I was born. And remember, Jaylen, there is no silver and it ain't a city. So it's start off down there as a cotton picker, and I wanted to be the best cotton picker the state had ever seen. And lo and behold, I just kept picking and kept, you know, working. And it was indentured slavery because I couldn't leave, I couldn't do anything. So eventually, at the age of 14, what happened is the farmer look at you and say, this guy's getting big and strong, so we got to get him to plant him on his farm. So they trump up a charge on you. I went to jail for one night, and then and my mom said, we got to get out. You got to get out of here. We got to get you out. So they got me out in the dead of night, out of Bell's on it, because I couldn't leave from Silver City with eyes all on me. And so when I got to Detroit, we had to play against your dad, the great Jimmy Walker, Dave Bing, Cassie Russell, Bill Buntins, all you Michigan guys, so you know these alumni. And so I played against those guys on an exhibition, and Will Robinson saw me, and I was 15 years old, and he said, hey, this is going to be my guy. And he said something, I mean, I don't know if it's proper these days, but he said to all of the coaches that were standing there, he said, I've been playing with mules. I got me a horse right now. And he adopted me. Will Robinson and James and Ida Bell adopt me. And we were looking to try to get to the Class A state champions, because the Class A state champions in Detroit is just like, it's like NC2A. It's like winning it all, but it's just the high school stuff. So we had a drought for 35 years on that. And so myself and Ralph Simpson and all of the great players from that Persian high school team, we went into Michigan State at the Big House, and we won it all. And that was my start to life. So the next step was, at the time, the 68 Olympics was coming about. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar decided to boycott. Elvin Hayes, Wesley Unseld decided to sign a contract to make themselves a pro. And so as a pro, you could not play in the Olympics. And so the Olympic Committee decided, well, we're going to let everybody try out this year. It's an open trial. And that's how I got to try out, because I was a freshman. They had never had a freshman. And we got down to Mexico City. And then as we arrived in Mexico City, we went into this big room with everybody there. And we had heard that they had a meeting with Jackie Robinson, Martin Luther King, all of those people was there, not at the Olympics, but outside of it, talking about the boycott. What would we be doing? How would you do it? If you do anything. And most of them were saying, no, don't do anything. So we had a second meeting with Jesse Owen addressing all of the athletes, and Tommy Smith and John Carlos, you know, those guys. When Tommy and John ran and for the Olympics, they finished first and third. And then they get up on the podium and they put on the black glove and say, yeah, just to take care of the people back home, we're gonna salute them. And the next thing you know, they're running them out of the compound, put them on the plane, shipped them out. So we were just tore up as a team, Olympic team. I got to our game. We were playing in the finals against Yugoslavia. And Howard Cosell caught me in the locker room before I was getting ready to go out on the floor and said, hey, you know, if you mess this up, the world is going to hate you. And not only that, but you won't be able to go back to Detroit. I was like, I can't go home. So I got so nervous. I got so nervous, Mr. Jacoby. I ran, and I made a layup, and I ran into the locker room, threw up, came back out, ran back out on the floor, and we won the gold medal. And here I was standing on the podium, and I'm just thinking, and I'm my tears are flowing down my face, and I was like, dang, 3 years ago, I was picking cotton.
Mr. Haywood, you know, we're on the verge of LeBron James and the Lakers winning another championship. And what's going to bring up the old debate is who's the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan or LeBron, Michael Jordan or LeBron. Do you feel like players from your era and other players get overlooked in that greatest of all time debate?
Well, Kareem does. I think he should be in that debate because... You know,
preach.
But you know, how do you put a 7-footer in that debate, 7'2", and who did everything? He won high school, he won college, he won six NBA. I mean, he's the all-time scorer, all-time this, but I tell you, that LeBron James. y'all. I think we're watching the greatest. I think we are watching him now. I don't know the argument.
I'm glad that you...
But I know our guys, Jalen, the game was involved into the evolution of the game, so we don't really count in this era because y'all have elevated the game so high, so much higher that, you know, we were like dribbling back down, take a look. Man, the guys that 6'8" like I was, I mean, these guys are guards now. So it's a different game. So to answer your question, I'm going with LeBron. As it goes.
Wow.
There you have it. Wow. There you have it. From one of the best to ever do it. From someone who changes the game on the court and off the court, Spencer Haywood. Congratulations on the book release. Congratulations on everything. Look forward to seeing you next year at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy Golf Outing.
I love you, legend.
You're welcome
Thanks
to come back anytime. You're welcome to come back anytime.
Always.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Samuel Adams from Boston with love. Savor the flavor responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Friday night, game 5 of the NBA Finals. It starts at 9 p.m. on ABC. But don't forget, countdown is at 8:30 on ABC. Jalen, that is on Friday night. However, tonight we have Thursday Night Football. It is Tom Brady and the Buccaneers going up against the Bears. Can Tom take Tampa to 4-1?
I believe he can, but they're dealing with a couple of injuries. No Godwin in particular, no Fournette. If the Bears can win this game with Foles as their starting quarterback, they would be the most surprising 4-1 team in the NFL.
I want to thank Spencer Haywood for coming by and sharing his time with us. And we will be back tomorrow at 2 on ESPN. Dan Le Batard and Highly Questionable is up next. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is recording exclusive podcast content for our podcast listeners. If you're listening to this podcast right now, whether you're driving your car, going for a walk with the dog, or you're at work, you know we like it when people get paid to listen to the podcast. I want to thank you so much because you are podcast listeners. You're really part of the family. The people that see the show, they're turning on ESPN. They're not necessarily always turning on Jalen and Jacoby. But the people that listen to the pod, they are turning on Jalen and Jacoby. We appreciate you so much. Jalen, we only have 22 minutes on the TV show to discuss things, so we don't get to all the best topics. So we save the best topics for the podcast. Jalen, I watched this video. There was a man in a relationship with a female. They were close. She wanted some renovations done to her home. She wanted new floors. This man, unlike you or I, he was handy. He's like, oh, you want me to replace the floors? No problem. That's love right there. If my wife wanted new floors, I'd be like, we better get a new apartment because I don't know how to change floors. I don't know how to do that. So he ended up changing her floors, giving her new floors. You know what new floors can do for an apartment, Jalen Anthony Rose, someone who's lived in 17,000 apartment places. Well,
that is awesome.
She cheated on him after he put in the new floors.
Oh, no.
Do you know what he did?
Got to take them floors with me, dog.
He tore the floors up. He tore the floors out of the house. And I watched a video of him on the internet taking the floors with him.
Hey, there's something to be said for some sweat equity and labor. That's just like me cooking some food. When I'm leaving, the food going with me if I can't eat.
Oh, congratulations to that young man. Somewhere there's a woman that saw that video and was like, listen, I love a man that can put in some floors and I will be good to you. So I hope that's a come up for him.
Absolutely.
Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is listening to the people. We want to hear from you listening to this podcast right now. Push pause. Call 98580-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. We will play it on the show just like this.
Jalen, Jacoby, what's up? Chris calling from North Carolina, longtime listener, actually been on the show once. Actually, my girlfriend called in on the show. And I don't know if y'all remember, but she liked to eat the pizza in the car. And I was like, you know, it upset me. So I have a question for y'all. Basically, we're potentially going to move in together. And we just both been having mixed feelings about it. I don't know. You know, I'm just wondering if we're making the right decision. So it's kind of like either we move in together or we have to go our separate ways. So can y'all just give me some advice? What do y'all think? Keep giving the people what they want. Keep getting the checks. All right. Let me know.
Of course I remember, Chris. How could I ever forget the girlfriend that eats a slice of pizza on her way home from the pizza parlor? How could I ever forget that drama? That legendary tragic situation that happened between you, Chris, and your lady. But Jalen, he wants advice. Should they move in together? Should they not? Is it moving together or go your separate ways? Your thoughts, Mr. Rose.
I didn't hear the entire voicemail. I was texting back and forth.
Chris and his lady are deciding whether or not they should move in together. And they're both sort of like on the fence about it. So he wants to know if they should move in together or not.
Chris, we appreciate the love. Thank you for the continued support. Moving in together should be something that comes with enthusiasm. You know how you may feel if you were able to achieve your dream house? You walk to get those keys barefoot across 50 states if you had to. But if you weren't as excited and wasn't enthusiastic about it, it wasn't your dream house, you wouldn't behave the same. If you guys have any reservations about moving in together, do not do it.
Yeah.
If you have any reservations on that one, that ain't no gray one, Jacoby. That is not a gray area right there.
I feel differently.
Because relationships change when you start to live together.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can tell.
That's a different person.
Chris, first of all, the thing with the pizza, right? I'm surprised y'all still together if she's eating a slice of pizza before it gets home, okay? I'm surprised y'all got through that, okay? And advancing a relationship, whether it's being exclusive with each other or moving in together or getting engaged, those milestone advancements, if you're not progressing forward, then what are you really doing? Like, if you're hesitant about moving together now, I don't think in 3 months from now y'all are going to turn a corner and be like, oh, guess what? Now we want to get married. Like, so it's cool to do what you're doing. There's no reason to break up. But I don't know if this one's – I don't know if she's the one for you. I don't know if she is, Chris.
Don't break up. Don't break up because of our advice. If you love her and you're still happy with her, continue to spend time with her. But here's the fork in the road, Jacoby. This is the really important part.
Talk to me.
When you're in a relationship, that means you're together that day, which means at some point of the night, are we staying in the same place at the same time or are we going to our separate corners? If that's the case and you're not staying in the same place at the same time anyway right now, then it's probably not the time to move in together.
I agree. I don't think moving in together is right. I also don't think breaking up is right either. If y'all enjoy each other's time, just rock it. There were times in my relationship with my now wife where we were like, we're not getting married. Like, we're not, this ain't serious. Like, we were young kids. We never thought we'd be together 20 years later.
I'll give an example people appreciate. You know how traditionally you walk into a house and, you know, here's the living room, here's the dining room, here's the family room, and then everything is so traditional. Now, people are more building their homes to their living style, not necessarily to tradition. And that's the same thing for relationships. Do whatever you guys make you guys happy.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. If you're happy and she's happy, keep doing that.
Yes. I think a lot of times, men and women, this isn't gender specific, people are so concerned about where we're going. Where are we going? What does this mean? What are your intentions? Where are we headed?
Correct.
Are we going to get married? Are we going to be forever? It's like, how about we just stop worrying about tomorrow and just enjoy today together? And if y'all enjoy today together, then tomorrow will figure itself out. And I can say that from experience because me and my wife have been together 18 years, never broke up for a second, but certainly didn't plan this to be the course, just enjoyed every day together. That's my advice for you, Chris. Really appreciate the call from North Carolina. And again, I feel like I want to talk about the pizza because you know I'm a pizza guy, right? Here's my thing. If she goes and picks up the pizza, she's supposed to bring the pizza back. it is a violation of the couple code for her to eat a slice on the way home. However, you know I'm a pizza man, pizza professional, former pizza professional. Shout out to Bell's Pizza, Amherst, Massachusetts. 2 years of my life in that walk-in closet and kitchen. Let me say this. This is what I do if I go get the pizza. I text my wife and I say, put the oven on bake 400. So then when you get home, you don't open the box and have some warm pizza. You open the box, put a couple of the slices on an oven-friendly pan, throw it in there, heat up the slices, get hot, bubbly cheese pizza. Every time you get pizza from a restaurant, have a preheated oven for when you get home. Make sure you're eating hot slices of pizza. And that is advice from me, the pizza professional. We'll be back tomorrow with another podcast. Why is that? Jalen Rose.
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.